106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Katie just got back from vacation to Disneyland, and if you remember, before she left, she declared that she was going to do something she's never done before, which was rent an RV to take down to Disneyland.
Yeah. Well, we decided we were going to drive, but the idea of driving that far just with everybody in the car, it was too much for me. I don't like being in a car. I hate being in the car. I feel like driving myself all the way to IKEA is almost too far for me.
Mostly because there's no bed for you to lay in, which is why you wanted to bring a bed with you down the highway.
Okay, well, you can't lay in the bed when you're on the highway, but at least you
why?
Can, because there's no seatbelts.
When have rules ever stopped
they can't
you?
See you? Stop.
Anyways, I was able to sit at a table in relaxation. I could get up and go potty. I had a TV to watch. Anyways. So we went down, we came back. It was wonderful.
Okay, so now give us the update on renting an RV and driving it down to Disneyland.
I am an RV person now.
Oh, brave.
I now know I can go see the Great Lakes. I can go see Mount Rushmore, and I don't have to fly there. Do you know why? Because I'm an RV person now.
It's easy for one person to say, I'm an RV person, when all they have to do is sit in the back and watch television the whole time. I wanted to talk to the person who does all of the heavy lifting for RV lifestyle, and that is her husband, Mike, which is why I had Mike on the phone. Mike, are you there?
I am here. How's it going, guys?
Good morning, honey.
Great. So let's get down to this, okay? Katie wants to be an RV person. How was it driving a big ass RV to Disneyland?
It was slow.
Okay.
How long did the whole drive take?
I guess 7-8 hours.
Yeah, probably seven and a half hours.
That's not too bad. So that's like another hour of drive time, I'd say. Okay. That's not terrible. But how was the whole experience of actually driving the RV?
It was smooth.
It was smooth. Not the handling. Like, weren't you lonely?
I was.
Yeah.
Did you sit in the front with him?
Well, first of all, Audrey sat in the front with him almost the entire way home. So I don't know why he was so low. He loved it.
He's not married to Audrey.
Okay. How did you like being the driver of the RV? Can we be RV people?
I like it. I like the ability to just have you bring me a sandwich, bring me drinks.
But Mike, she always could have done that.
It's different. I mean,
how? Just bring it out of your lunch pail in a regular car and give him a sandwich.
I'd pop up there. Hey, did you want me to get you something to drink? Yeah, Pepsi would be great. Okay, hold on. And I'd go back.
All of this can happen in a car.
It's too cramped. We had space to be away from each other, and then we could come back together.
When have you ever wanted to be apart from somebody?
When I'm sitting too close to them in a car. He loved it.
It sounds like it. He can't stop talking about it.
Oh, when has he ever talked about anything?
Mike, are you prepared to go on all your vacations in an RV?
I mean, Mount Rushmore sounds like a long drive. I might have to.
It's a lot. Kevin, Google that real fast.
Okay, Mount Rushmore.
What is the drive time from here to Mount Rushmore, Katie's number one destination location?
Okay. It just feels like someplace you go in an RV.
Are you going to buy an RV, Mike?
No, the renting is the way to go.
Okay.
Yeah, oh boy.
How long would it take to drive there, Kevin?
19 hours.
19 hours in a car?
In a car.
What was the top speed you got to, Mike, in the RV?
75.
Oh, God. That would destroy me.
But the idea is that you are going in comfort.
You're going in comfort. He's still driving.
What if we fly to whatever state Mount Rushmore is. I've been renting an RV from
South Dakota. South Dakota. We're not sure if South Dakota has an airport.
I think that's a great idea, and I'm so glad you came up with that.
So the idea, by the way, of the renting of the RV was to save money because you didn't want to fly. But now, you know what? Let's just do both. Let's fly and rent an RV.
The cabin, think of the sandwiches.
That's true. I'm not thinking of the sandwiches. All right. Well, Mike, thank you very much for being part of the show. You guys are RV people.
We're RV people now. I guess I can offer to drive, but...
You could.
Who's going to make the sandwiches?
Thank you, Kevin.
not me.
Not you.
You have to stop, yeah.